It's been a long, hot summer in many parts of the globe, but it's feeling even longer and hotter for some people in the Gaza Strip. That's because of power outages, as the world's Matthew Bell reports from Gaza City.
The Gaza Strip gets most of its power from Israel. A small amount comes from Egypt, and about a third of Gaza's electricity comes from this place. The only power plant in the territory sits outside Gaza City. When I visited yesterday, it was up and running, but far from full capacity. The plant has been supplying customers with 6 to 10 hours of power a day lately. A few days ago, the plant had to shut down completely because it ran out of fuel. Plant engineer Rafiq Maliha says the problem goes back to 2006, when the Israelis bombed the plant.
Because of that bombing, actually, up to now it was not totally rehabilitated or maintained, so the only maintenance was partial, and that is only for 80 megawatts out of 140.
But Maliha says the plant can only put out 80 megawatts in theory. In reality, he says it's lucky to put out 30 megawatts. He says the shortage of fuel is the big problem now, and there are two reasons for that. First, Israel limits the amount of fuel imports. And then, worst of all, there's an internal political dispute over energy revenue. The Fatah-controlled government in the West Bank, which controls the funding for the fuel that goes to the power plant, accuses Hamas in Gaza of not paying its share. In response, some fuel shipments to Gaza have been withheld. The fight over money means the power plant limps along day by day, falling far short of meeting electricity demand. The nurses at the infant ICU ward at Gaza's Shifa Hospital say they rely on generators every day to keep the equipment here turned on. I asked one of them what happens if the generators fail. Dr. Mitkal Hasuna helped translate for me.
We were forced to handle our patients manually, warming them by wrapping them with a blanket, the newborn, to avoid hypothermia, low temperature.
We've had to use hand pump ventilators, the nurse says, but thankfully, he says they have not lost a single baby because of the power outages. The increased reliance on generators, though, has been a problem in Gaza this summer. Nafez Abu Shaban is the head of the burn ward at Shifa Hospital. He says he's seen too many people hurt in fires at their homes caused by faulty generators or by people doing things like pouring fuel into a generator while it's still running. He says one of his own colleagues at the hospital made that very mistake.
He was filling the generator with fuel while it was on. So a big fire came and he and his son was burned, but his burns was very extensive. And I remember he was referred to Israeli hospital and he died there a few weeks later.
Power cuts in Gaza also mean that sewage treatment plants pump filthy water into the sea, water wells can't function, and private businesses take a hit as well. Temperatures this week in Gaza have been in the 90s, which could exacerbate the problem as people use more fans, air conditioning units, and refrigerators. Ironically, the only power plant in Palestinian territory was originally planned to provide power to all of Gaza, with the idea to expand it eventually and supply the West Bank as well. That goal is far from being realized now, and it's still not clear how the political fight over utility payments can be solved either. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell, Gaza City.